कुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। We are discussing the 37th shloka of Saundarya Lahari. So we discussed the 36th shloka yesterday, where Shankara spoke about Tava Ajna Chakrastam. So the next few shlokas is about the Shat Chakras, the Shadadharam. So Shankara is speaking about Devi as persisting in each of the Adharam. So as we are aware of, Saundarya Lahari or the 100 shlokas are split into two parts. One is called Ananda Lahari, another is called Saundarya Lahari. Ananda Lahari is the first 41 shlokas is called Ananda Lahari, and then the rest is called Saundarya Lahari. So it is rumored that the first 41 shlokas was Shankara found it carved in a particular rock or something like that, or Devi gave him the 41 shlokas, whereas the rest is Shankara's explanation. That's how it's generally known. I'm not sure about whether it is valid or not. But the first 41 shlokas, before ending the 41 shlokas, Shankara at the end, like from the 36 till the 41st shloka, the 6th shloka, he speaks about each of the Adharam, each of the Shadadharam, and as to Devi being situated, or Devi's form in each one of them. So Devi is not alone in each one of them. So as we learnt in the previous shloka, Devi is along with Param Shambhu, Shambhum Vande. So Shambhu is also there. That means Devi is not alone, but Devi is with Sadashiva. Sadashiva is situated with Devi. So it's Shiva Shakti Aike Rupini. So in this particular shloka, the next chakra, so going from top to bottom, from head to toe, like if we go, the first chakram is Ajna Chakram, which Shankara spoke in the previous shloka, Tava Ajna Chakrastam. And the next chakra is Vishuddhi Chakram. Vishuddhi Chakram, which denotes like Vyoma. The Vyoma Tattva or Akasha Tattvam. So that is being spoken about by Shankara in this particular shloka. So in this particular shloka, Shankara says that, O Devi, I assume, I imagine you as being seated in the Vishuddhi Chakra. And the characteristics of Devi is beautifully explained by Shankara as well here. This particular shloka is set in the raga called Bandhu Varali. It's also called Pantu Varali. I don't know the right word that is used. So it's called Bandhu Varali and Pantu Varali as well. So it's the same. It has the same. It is a Purna Ragam and it has the same notes as Maya Malava Gola, except Madhyamam, which is Prati Madhyamam. The shloka goes like this. विशुद्धौ ते शुद्धस्फटिक विशदं व्योमजनकं शिवं सेवे देवीमपि शिवसमान व्यवसिताम् ययो कान्त्यायान्त्य शशिकिरण सारूप्य सरणे विधूतान्तर्द्वान्त विलसति च कोरिव जगति। Yeah, I don't remember any song in this particular raga. I haven't sung it the exact way, so you can listen to my father singing, and so it's a Purna Ragam. There is a ragam called song, famous song, I forgot the tune now. ஏழு ஸ்வரங்களுக்குள் எத்தனை பாடல் ஏழு ஸ்வரங்களுக்குள் தட்ஸ் ஹவ் இட் ஸ்டார்ட்ஸ் எத்தனை பாடல் நன எத்தனை நான் ஐ டோன்ட் ரிமெம்பர் த என்டையர் சாங் பட் தட்ஸ் எ சாங் இன் வந்து வராளி பட் வி ஆர் I didn't sing it the right way, so you can listen to my father singing and get the right tune. But here Shankara speaks about Vishuddhi Chakram. So, Te Vishuddhav. Te, your Vishuddhav. In Vishuddham. So, your Vishuddhi Chakra, O Devi, all these chakras are your. So, that is that clearly denotes the... denotes the aspect of devotion. So it has been like aptly brought out by Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, where he says naham naham tvam tvam. So he says naham 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 naham, I am not there, not me, then tvam tvam, you alone are there. So that aspect of O Devi, your chakram, each of the adharam, Vishadhadharam, each of those like is pervaded by you. You are the power behind each of the Adharam. So in your Vishuddhi Chakram, Shuddhas Fatika Vishadham Vyoma Janakam. So Vyoma Janakam, he who creates Vyoma, Vyoma Janakam. So Janakam means creator, Vyoma. Vyoma means Akasham, so the creator of Akasham, which is Shivam, which is Shiva or Sadashiva. So Sadashiva, who is the creator of Akasham. And what are the characteristics of Sadashiva? Shuddhasphatika Vishadham. So Shuddhasphatikam, so Sphatikam. Sphatikam means like, I don't know the translation for Sphatikam, but Sphatikam is something which is, it's a jewel like which is very bright and white, so pure white we can say. So Shuddha Sphatikam means like pure white. Vishadam in like Vishadam means like coming out or shining, so shining or white colored like Shuddha Sphatikam. So pure white Sadashiva, who is pure white, who is the creator of Vyoma, that Sadashiva, and Shiva Samana Vyavasitam. Shiva Samana means like Shiva. Vyavasitam means having thoughts, having sankalpas. So that means Shiva and Devim. So Devim and Devim Api, Devi also. What's the characteristic of Devi? Shiva Samana Vyavasitam, Devi who thinks like Sadashiva. So Devi's thoughts are very similar to Sadashiva. So they both seve, I worship. So I imagine I worship you as situated in your own Adharam, your own Vishuddhi Chakram. And there I find you and Sadashiva. Sadashiva is pure white, and you think like Sadashiva. That means there is no Shiva and Shakti, is different there. Both are same, and white, pure white. So white is the color which has all the colors in it. So it is like if we have the rainbow colors, all the seven colors, we have them in a circle, like in one circle we split it into seven parts, seven arcs, and then give like rainbow color, and then we just rotate it like at high speed, then we'll find that it is white in color. So white encompasses everything. So white denotes that it is the mixture of everything. It has everything in it, yet it is pure. So purity is also denoted by white. So it means that though it has everything in it, yet it remains pure. So it is associated, it is a mixture of everything, whatever we have that is there in white, but still it is pure. So that is the power of white. That's the reason why Amma also chose white. She didn't she could have worn any color of dress, but she chose white because white is the color of purity. It has everything in it, yet it is not tainted by it. So that's what Vedanta calls as Sakshi Bhavam. Brahman is there in each and every entity that we see. Whatever we see has Brahman in it, but the fault or the limitation of the object that we see, the objects that we see, that doesn't taint Brahman in any way. So Brahman is untainted. So it has, like, whatever we see is Brahman, but still they don't taint Brahman. Brahman is associated with our body. Brahman is present in our body. Brahman is present in the kshetram, in the body, our body, which is a kshetram. We have Brahman, but still Brahman is not tainted. So that is represented by white. So another thing is, like, white, any small change, any small dirt that comes in a white or pure white cloth, we will immediately be able to find it. So that means any small change, Brahman, like the moment, if for a Brahmajnani, like Ramakrishna Paramahamsa was a perfect example. Whenever he used to go to any outside place, like any devotee's house and all, he used to feel uncomfortable. He used to feel really uncomfortable. So whenever, when he used to go to meet Ishwarachandra Vidyasagar, so Ishwarachandra Vidyasagar was a professor or a school principal or something there in a university or school. So Ramakrishna Paramahamsa went and met him like two or three times. But each time he will wear some cloth, he'll feel uncomfortable. So whenever he used to go to get in the carriage or the horse cart, he used to feel uncomfortable. Because when a person is pure, you can really find out the difference in the world. You just need to come in contact with something, immediately you will know whether it is pure, whether it is good or bad. So, like, we can easily find out whether a person's hand, like if two people are standing in front of us, we have to find out, like, whether both their hands are neat, clean, or it's dirty. So we just need to give them like a white, pure white cloth. If we give them a pure white cloth and they catch hold of it in their hand and then they give it back, like, we can immediately find out whose hand is dirty and whose is not. So that's another feature of white. So white denotes all this. Like, white denotes Brahman. So here what it means is Sadashiva is present, who is like pure white in color. And Devi, who is not different from Sadashiva, because Devi doesn't think different from Sadashiva. So when there are no different thoughts, the moment like two person, that's the relationship between Guru and Shishya. So Vedanta says that the relationship between Guru and Shishya is so strong. When it becomes perfect, when it is a perfect relationship, then you don't need to even, the Guru doesn't need to think, because whatever the Guru thinks, that's the same thing the Shishya will also think. Whatever the Guru wants to say, the Shishya will say the same thing. So there is a beautiful incident in the book of Paramahamsa Yogananda. In the autobiography of a yogi, he mentions it. So Paramahamsa Yogananda was along with another of his friend, who was also a disciple of Yukteswar Giri. So Yukteswar Giri was these two disciples, they were staying in a particular house or hotel or something. One night they were staying there, and then that particular day morning, Yukteswar Giri said that he will come the next day. He will come by a particular train, 7 o'clock train, and then they have to go and pick him up. So these two disciples were resting, and then all of a sudden at night, Paramahamsa Yogananda got a vision. So it was so real that he couldn't doubt that it was unreal. So what happened was, Sipteshwar Giri came out of the window, and then he came towards Paramahamsa Yogananda, and he said to Paramahamsa Yogananda, "I'm not going to come by this particular train. I'm going to come by the next train." So Paramahamsa Yogananda completely believed it. When they got up, like Paramahamsa Yogananda said, he's not to the other disciple. Our guru is not coming in this particular train. He came to my dream, and he said that he's not going to come. It's a dream, come on, who bothers, said the other person. And they both went to pick up their guru, Yukteswar Giri, and they found that he was not there in the 7 o'clock train. The train the day before he told that, like, he will come in that particular train. And then they waited, and then whatever vision Paramahamsa Yogananda had, that became true. And at that time, Yukteswar Giri says, like, "You are tuned to my frequency. So you are tuned to my frequency, therefore whatever I think, that becomes transparent to you." So it's the perfect example is that of a guru and shishya. Whatever the guru says, automatically it goes into the shishya, because they both are tuned to the same frequency. That is the reason why if we take the life of the four main disciples of Shankara, we'll find that each one of them were completely tuned to Shankara. So whatever Shankara wanted to say, they just said it. Whatever would Shankara would say, one word, it will go in completely into their mind. So Swami Vivekananda was another example of such a perfect disciple. So Ramakrishna Paramahamsa didn't have to teach him or tell him a lot of things. It automatically went into him because he was tuned to that frequency. So whenever, like, this means that whenever two people are thinking same things, then that means they are at the same plane. They are not different, they are but one. They don't have any difference between themselves. They are one only. So that is what here Shankara says, like, Shiva Samana Vyavasitan Devi Mabi. So Shiva and Devi, who thinks like Shiva, that means Shiva Shaktyaike Rupini. So that Devi is one with Sadashiva. There is no difference between both of them. And Yayoho, of this Shiva and Shakti who are present in Vishuddhi Chakra, what is the speciality of this Vishuddhi Chakra? Yayoho, of whose, like, of this this association or associated Shiva and Shakti in Vishuddhi Chakra, Shashi Kirana Sarupya Saranehe. Shashi Kirana Sarupya Sarane. Sarupya means similar. Shashi Kirana means rays from moon. So calm rays, like cold rays from the moon, similar to cold rays from the moon, that will come from it. So that means, like, from this particular association of Shiva and Shakti who are present in Vishuddhi Chakra, there will be cool breeze, or like filled with breeze, we can say, but it's not exactly breeze, but the light as like that of the moon, the light that comes of the moon. And what's this, like, it may be cold, it may be cool, it may have a lot of breeze in it, but what's the purpose for a sadhaka? Oh, it's fine, like cool and all is fine for devotional people, but for Vedanta, what does it matter whether it is cool or hot? Because a person has to dvandva atitam, a person has to go beyond dvandva bhavam. But this rays of the moon, like, what happens out of it is, I missed one word, so kantya, so yayoi. Okay, sorry. Shashi Kirana Sarupya Saranehe Yantya Kantya. So Kantya or Kanti means light. So light or the rays or brightness equivalent of Shashi Kirana Sarupya Saranehe. Like the cold rays or cold and bright rays coming out of the moon. So Yantya means coming out, Kantya means light. So like the light that comes out of moon, a similar light comes out of this association. That light from Vishuddhi Chakra and the association of Shiva and Shakti in Vishuddhi Chakra, Jagati. So Jagati means the entire world. Viduta Antar Dvanta. So Viduta means like getting rid of. Antar Dvanta. So dvantam means like is a word for darkness or ignorance. So antar dvanta. So the inner ignorance in people that gets completely removed. Vilasati, that gets removed. So what is the purpose of the light or the rays coming out of the association of Shiva and Shakti, which is equivalent of rays or the bright and cold rays coming out of the moon? The significance or importance of this ray is that it removes ignorance of the entire world. It removes ignorance of the entire world. Chakori iva. So, like, it's like the chakora bird. So, even as the chakora bird always shines, like always... in full moon, on a full moon night, like we can find the chakora bird like roaming here and there. So this is like this, the rays coming out of the association of Shiva and Shakti in Vishuddhi Chakra, that is like chakora. It will always be there, and if we are able to apprehend it, that very moment it will remove the darkness or ignorance, the darkness of ignorance. The darkness of ignorance completely from the entire world. Isn't this a little bit contradictory or illogical? My ignorance, it's fine. How about the ignorance of the entire world? So that is where Vedanta says that if we become realized, if our ignorance vanishes, then we will not find fault in any entity in the world. Amma doesn't complain like many of us do. I may complain that okay, you are doing this, you are not giving respect to Saundarya Lahari, you are not doing this, you are not doing that, you are not doing this right, you are not doing this right, like you are not showing arati right, you are not singing right and all. But we can never find Amma make such claims, like Amma attack another person like that. The only reason why she would attack a person is in order to rectify or make the other person good, get rid of the fault in the other person. That is the only time she does that. Even when she does that, she considers everybody as Ishvara. So for her there is no ajnanam, because drishtim jnanamayim kritva pasyet brahmamayam jagat. A person who has the vision of knowledge, he sees everything as Brahman. So when we see everything as Brahman, when we are able to apprehend the Shiva Shakti, the form of Shiva and Shakti in Vishuddhi Chakra, that very moment Ajnanam will completely vanish from the entire world, because the world itself will become blissful. So when we get rid of our ignorance from the entire world vanishes, then there will be only bliss everywhere. And so this is the way a person has to worship Devi in Vishuddhi Chakra. So in when we worship Devi in Vishuddhi Chakra, remembering that, oh Devi, whatever chakras are there, you are only present everywhere. Then why should I take just one chakra in specific? I'm not taking one chakra, but I am trying to see you in each of the chakra. I am imagining your form in each and every chakra. And each of the chakra has the same fruit of giving me moksham, getting rid of ignorance, giving me anandam, taking me to a state of bliss. That's what each of the chakra does. So what happens is, slowly, like we are pervading Devi in our entire body. So when we take these six chakras that makes up the spine, spinal cord or whatever Sushumni, what science calls a spinal cord. So spinal cord is the basis for the entire person. So once we do that, we can just extend it, because It is a spinal cord. It is this particular, these chakras which give light to the entire body. That means our entire body is pervaded from light from any of these chakras. Light from each of these chakras means light from Devi. That means it is Devi. That means my entire body is pervasive of Devi. So the way to worship is, oh Devi, today I am taking up Vishuddhi chakra. I cannot make you pervade my entire body in one day. Cannot do it that very fast. So I'll take each one by one. Six chakras I'll take 1 week, and then I'll take each chakra and then concentrate on you. You are the one there. You throw like your the light from your radiance, not light, your radiance, the radiance from your form, your essence or your sentience that is present in these chakras, that completely removes my ignorance, that makes me go more and more towards the goal, that takes me more and more towards you, that eliminates the faults in me, thereby making me more and more blissful. So that takes me from a state of ajnanam into a state of jnanam. So this is the same as what Vedanta says as pervade Ishvara, pervade Brahman everywhere, see it everywhere. So everywhere means like each and every object. So the first thing to do instead of seeing each and every object is, first thing is to see in our body. If we are able to see Devi in our entire body, then we will be able to see Devi in other bodies as well. Oh, Devi is in my throat, therefore I have to, Vishuddhi Chakra which is in my throat, Devi is there, therefore I have to drink a lot of things. I have to drink a lot of tea, I have to drink a lot of coffee, because Devi is there, I have to take care of Devi. I'm not taking care of my body, but I have to take care of Devi. So those are all foolish statements. The moment we think that Devi is there, we will not overfeed Devi. If we see a person who sees Devi in his body, in his or her body, they will, like, food intake, liquid intake, all those will get reduced. Whatever will be required, that alone will go in. Why? Because it is also something divine. Even as we don't go to a temple, or we don't go to Amma and like throw things over her. We won't go to Amma and while getting darshan, like we'll just tap her. We'll not do that because it is Amma. We know Amma, therefore we don't do it. If we are attached to Krishna, like we will not, when we have a photo of Krishna, we will deal it like with respect. Why? Because we know that it is Krishna. So that respect, that vision has to come in each and everything that we have in the world. And the moment we try to see that, Bheda Bhavam automatically will vanish. We will get a lot of respect for objects. And when we show respect to objects, objects also will show respect to us. If we are able to respect trees, they will also respect us. They will protect us. If we are able to protect nature as much as we can, then nature will also protect us. So it's not something which is irrational. When my father attended Maharshi Mahesh Yogi's course, Transcendental Meditation Residence course, so there they did and all, they recorded like activities of the people who were staying there and all. So they found that like few people like who used to just, when they were just walking, they'll just pluck leaves out of the tree. They'll just pluck leaves out of the tree. They'll do that. So it happened that they could videotape that when such people went nearby the tree used to go a little bit away from them. But the tree used to come towards people like who didn't react in that way. So it is, that's the reason why like there are videos of Amma kissing, embracing a snake as well. Because they know that like when Amma shows respect towards the snake knows that there is only respect for me here. So if we are able to show respect to the entire world, we will find respect. We'll find that people respect us. We'll find that nature supports us whenever we need it. We'll feel the need for something and all of a sudden it'll be there. We'll be ready to go out somewhere there will be like heavy downpour, and then all of a sudden we'll feel that okay, the downpour temporarily vanishes and nature is helping us. So that will happen if we are able to see Devi in each and every entity that we see, and that starts from our own body. Therefore Shankara says that each of the shad chakra shadadharam is pervaded by Devi, and the rays from each of the adharam, where Devi alone is present, Devi and Sadashiva, Tripura Sundari or Devi with Sadashiva is present, that is capable of removing ignorance, that is capable of taking us from a state of ignorance, from a state of sorrow, to a state of knowledge, to a state of bliss, wherein like we'll be able to see things in the right perspective, we'll be able to be unaffected, we'll be able to blissful like whatever happens in the world. We'll continue with the next shloka, where Shankara takes up the next chakra in the next day. Hari Om.